It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Here's something that we didn't expect to be talking about right now, but it came up earlier in the show. And I agreed with you, which is very unusual.
How great is life today? Yeah. On a Monday, positive vibes, you and I, best friends forever.
On the same page, which is a nice way to start a week. It's unusual, but it's nice.
Yeah.
But we've put it up on the socials and it seems to be polarising people quite a bit.
Yeah. I had a mate stay over on the weekend. Sunday morning, I'm like, hey, I'm just chucking the kettle on.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And she's like, yeah, I'll have a cuppa. I'm like, yeah, no worries. So I made her a cup of tea.
Yes.
Presented it to her and she's like, no, oh, sorry, no, I want a coffee. And I'm like, you said cuppa. And she's like, yeah. Cup of coffee.
No, mate.
And I'm like, settle down, chopper. Yeah. This is not how it is.
Yeah.
Well, this is not what happens.
It's like, if she's claiming a cuppa can be coffee as well as tea, then you know, someone like, oh, I'm just going to get a glass of water. Yeah, I'll have a cuppa as well.
Yeah, I'll have a cup of water.
A cup of water.
Yeah, no. See, it doesn't work out like that.
No.
And you and I both agreed and I was like, well, that's that. Cool. But I put it up on our Insta stories and I said, when someone asks for you to make them a cuppa, you assume they're talking tea, yeah?
Yeah.
And no, apparently not. Things people are saying, nah, could mean coffee.
No, because when I go, right, so if I'm making coffee and I want to ask Carly if she would like me to make her one as well, I'm going to make a coffee. Do you want one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. And if I'm making tea, I'll either say to her, I'm going to make myself a tea, or I'm going to say, I'm going to make a cuppa. Do you want a cuppa?
And cuppa means tea.
Yeah. But I'll say, because she drinks all sorts of infusions.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a cuppa. I'm always just having
I'll have a herbal.
I'm having missionary tea, essentially. Just
straight up and down.
Lipton black tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But English breakfast.
Yeah. Lie back and think of English breakfast.
Nothing crazy.
No. None of this chamomile, lemon, ginger gear.
Nah, just standard.
I'm not flexible enough.
One, two dunks out. Everyone has a good time. Yeah, nothing to write home about.
Don't
English
let it percolate
breakfast.
For too long. Can a cuppa be coffee? Is there anybody in Geelong that's walking around going, I'll have a cuppa, meaning a coffee?
Yeah, and just explain it to us. We're not going to go yet.
No,
it's
we won't.
It's a safe space.
It is 100% a safe
just
space.
Just explain us so that we can understand where you're coming from.
So we can be prepared next time you, the only person in the world that says cuppa, means a coffee.
We've got someone on the line.
It's Brad from Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Brad. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
It's a really good phone line.
Yeah, God, it's real clear.
You're on 5G.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hoppers Crossing's gone through the roof yes, we're doing a trial for Telstra at the moment. And how clear is this line?
Brilliant.
Wow, even you guys sound good.
Oh, calm down there, Brad. It's not about you. It's about the cuppa.
Yeah.
Now, what are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are that a cuppa is a cup of tea.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It always has been.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, in my world, it always has been.
Yeah, right.
You want a cuppa? Yep.
Yeah.
Can you make me a cuppa?
Yes.
Tea. And then in our house, I always get in a bit of trouble for not keeping the tea bag in long enough. Similar to
you don't want to overdo it.
I don't like it in for too long.
So now I'm just leaving it in and delivering the cuppa.
Okay.
And so then it's up to the individual, my wife or daughter, to determine how long they want to leave it in for. So then I can't get in trouble.
Fair.
That's fair,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I wish you'd been here for the break before.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It's my podium song.
Is it?
It's going to be a bit of glow mesh kind of vest.
Glow mesh vest?
Yeah, and a little bit of like some pleather hot pants.
I can't wait to actually go through your wardrobe.
Yeah.
You've got some cool stuff.
I do.
I've got a glow mesh bag that you can borrow if you want.
Oh,
it's Helen's. It's my beautiful mum's.
Yes, amazing.
It's like official glow mesh.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Now, the problem was up on the podium when I was wearing that outfit, everyone could see my glow mesh bag, and that's the reason I've been asked not to wear that outfit again.
to tell a story now after that.
That's all right. Just push on, mate. You're used to it. Push okay. on.
All right. So there's an... I just keep imagining you.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, okay.
You're on a pole and you're just... gyrating and there's
I'm a podium guy, not a pole guy.
Oh, normally there's a there can be a pole and a podium.
There can be, but not the podiums I get on.
Right, you should hold on to the pole.
These days, yes.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get the vertigo.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. It's my blood sugar.
I know.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Lodge.
Tom and Long
on K Rock.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
We love it, Jono.
It's good, isn't it? It's a great intro.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a lot of fun.
Putting that together.
That's Maddie on the Pots and Pans. Shout out to Maddie.
Maddie.
Jono, so you do it this way. You give 3-2-1 votes to the best Cats players after each round at the end of the year because of your Xena vest that you do. We've called
That's
it the Vest and Fairest.
Yes.
We're yet to work out what the Vest and Fairest wins.
That's right. We'll work out that throughout the year. And if I could just throw in there too, anyone in the Geelong region, we've got a deal with AFL Barwon. So AFL Barwon 10, chuck the code in. And we can look after you as well at checkout. So make sure you do that.
Xena with a Z.
Xena with a Z.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
I've put in some names already.
Some suggestions.
I've put in. So I'm here working on the socials. We've got a little tile made up for Jono's Vest and Fairest now with your beautiful face on it. And I've just kind of chucked in who I think. So I'm really looking looking forward to seeing whether it's correct or not.
So I get a sense that you're trying to sort of take this over. That's what I get.
Oh,
all of a sudden, I'm like,
I have no idea.
You're creating tiles. You've put suggestions in.
Yes.
Like.
I know. I'm just here for you.
I like working alongside you, but I get a sense that you're trying to sort of take over.
So you're telling me to back off, is what you're saying.
Well, you're trying to take
in
over.
In a nice way.
You're trying to take over my weather thing, so maybe we can all shuffle around and I'll be the loggy. And
good luck.
You just need to extend your days a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay. That's all I was saying.
Just do the same days.
You missed the day, that's all.
Thursday.
The most important day. Thursday at the moment when the footy starts. Possible, everyone wants to know that.
Possible shower in 21 degrees. There
okay.
No worries. Is it going to be cold and warnable this weekend?
You'd give us
just give us a vote.
Thanks, Tommy. Look, yeah, you're right. It wasn't the best performance. It was very difficult to search through. So I've given one vote this week to one of your favourites, I think, Loggy.
Yeah.
One of your favourites. He held up the back line once again. Tommy Stewart gets one vote.
Only one vote. Loggy was like, give him three. He's the most handsome.
One vote for Tommy Stewart. So I must say that... So one vote to Tommy. Two votes to... the most inspirational skipper of the last 15 years in Joel Selwood.
Okay.
Absolute superstar.
Love it.
Once again, he was the only Cats player, I think, that really held his own for four quarters in the determination to try and turn things around. So I'm giving Joel three votes. No one gets three this week, unfortunately. I went through and I nearly gave Joel three because I thought he was that good.
Yeah.
If he had got them over the line, then yes. But outside of that, too many players just fluctuated in their performance.
Tom Hawkins' elbows didn't get a
accidental.
Vote.
Accidental. If you had told me that 5 minutes ago, that would have deserved. It was accidental elbow.
Doing the most damage.
And I actually hope Stephen May's okay because it didn't look. It didn't look good.
It was like, oh God, I hate seeing that.
His eye just sort of instantly blew up.
Yeah.
So at the moment, when we have a look at the leaderboard, we've got. In equal second at the moment, Zach Tui on three, Cam Guthrie on three. We've got Tom Stewart on three, and Joel Selwood hits the lead at the moment on four votes after round four.
Captain Courageous.
Yes.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I've heard a term that so my mate's a teacher, right?
Mm.
And she works at a high school. And so she keeps me up to date with all the things that are happening and stuff. So there's a lot of time that she says stuff and I'm like, I have no idea what this is. And she mentioned this phrase to me the other day. And I was like, I have never heard of this. I mean, you may have. Mm. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think it's a new term or whatever. It's just something I don't know. You know when you're snitching on someone?
Yeah.
Right?
Get stitches.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
You can get stitches. You just got to watch yourself when you're snitching.
That's right.
And see, the thing is, there's snitching on purpose. Mm. And then there's something called dry snitching.
Okay.
Which sounds, I mean, it probably sounds a bit off, right?
It
sounds
a bit weird. Yeah, well, I don't understand it.
So she said to me that dry snitching.
I love that it's not dry snitching, it's dry snitching.
Dry snitching.
Yeah.
Snitching.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds so wrong saying it. I haven't said it out loud before, and now here we are.
Mm.
Dry snitching is when you snitch on someone, but you do it accidentally.
Yeah, yeah. I've
so it's not
felt
a wet
like that
snitch.
Might be where you go.
It's a dry one?
Yeah, I'm right.
It sounds so wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say the wet one.
And then I just now Googled a dry snitch.
Oh, right, yeah. And you found Harry Potter fan fiction? Oh, what are you doing with your snitch?
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Family's what I'm all about. You know that. We've got second,
you're a beautiful family man.
Oh, thanks. We've got second child on the way.
Yes.
End of July.
How's that all going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Carly's starting to really feel pregnant now. She's, what, like 5-6 months in? What, 25 weeks? 26 weeks?
It probably annoys people so much to hear this, but you know how if someone else is pregnant, it's like, oh my God, it goes so fast.
Mm.
And I'm sure to them it just does not feel that way at all.
I think towards the end of the pregnancy, a lot of women are like, oh, yep, let's go.
Let's just hurry this up.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also a beautiful time.
Mm.
So anyway, her movement, her ability to get around has not been what it usually is.
Yes.
Of late, because she's starting to really feel it, as I say. And so as a family, we had a real week last week. It was just one of those weeks that was a real week. And
yeah.
You know, I was doing a lot of work and she was injured and she's hurt her foot. And so it's all this stuff going on. And so when we got to Friday, we lived over the line. And Friday got to the weekend and we're like,
such a good feeling.
Oh, here we are. All right, we can just relax, which we did. We had a beautiful weekend. We didn't have anything planned. So
nice.
We just kind of floated around and did whatever we kind of felt like. It was awesome, right? But turned out that week that we had last week, the real week, followed us into the weekend.
Okay.
And to the point where last night I looked at Carly and went, hey, look, that week, apparently that extends to Sunday night, not just to Friday night.
Oh,
or whatever.
Okay.
And it was just another one of those things that happened. And, you know, with daddy-daughter time, like bath time is one of my chores.
Yes.
Not chores, but it's my job. I bathe the child. And so last night, I'm giving Eddie a bath. And, you know, we're playing, so I kneel next to the bath and we splash around in the water and we do, you know, whatever. We have a bit of fun and play with dinosaurs and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
That's great. And she's playing with dinosaurs and then I'm trying to slowly kind of, you kind of wash her while in between playing so she doesn't crack it.
Yeah,
because
you
stopped her doing whatever. You just get where you can, just get a bit of a scrub here, a bit of a scrub there,
yep.
A bit of flannel on your head, that kind of gear. And I was washing her back as she was like kind of lying on her tummy in the water. I was and she's like put her bum up a little bit and giving me a look and I'm like, all right, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Is that scratching your back good or whatever? So I've like done it a couple more times and then and then she's like, she's looked at me and she's like, I'm swimming. And then just like keeps like talking about. Then like not probably 10-15 seconds later she sits up and then she looks at me and she goes, I did a poo.
Oh no.
And I reckon this is probably the third time in 2 years she's ever done it. So she's not a regular bath pooper.
She was so relaxed.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just provided the perfect environment.
Yeah. But we've been moving into more like cow's milk lately. And so let's say she had decent amount of cow's milk.
God.
So she's done this and I've looked and I've seen and it's probably the size of a grape. Like it's just a little nug.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've gone, all right, whip you straight out of the bath, bath's over.
So you don't go. Yeah, because I guess it's kind of like
once there's poo in there, it's poo water.
No, yeah, I know. But then it's like, do you have to rinse? Is it
her?
Yeah.
Nah, just whipped her out of the water.
Okay,
and just wipe her down with a towel, dry or whatever. Anyway, so I get Carly in and I'm like, hey, tell mummy what you did and I did a poo. I just had one poo in my bum. She just turned two. And I said, show Kalia, because there's bubbles in the bath, so you just see this little grape-sized thing floating.
Oh, my God.
I said to Kalia, look at that. And I said, I'll clean it. She goes, no, you just put her in her jammies, dry her, I'll take care of this. I'm like, you sure? She goes, yeah. So, and then not like 30 seconds later, I'm in the bedroom next to the bathroom with Indy drying her off, and I hear Kalia go, and I'm like, what? Just get, you know, we need one of those little scooper things like you get to get fish out of fish tanks.
But it's like, you don't smash it down, the plug, you pick it up and...
Yeah, you got it. Well, so here's the thing. if it's a grape size, you probably get it down the tube, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Get it down the drain. But she goes, come back and have a look at this.
No.
And she moves the bubbles and there's like these like low floating, like this. So there's actually like a full size... full-size landmines in there.
It's too much.
And I thought she'd just done a little bit. No, she's done a full-size. Shout out to Mother of the Year, Kalia, for cleaning it up.